Namaste, this is Sunil Rao here. The story of the king and the woodcutter. One day, the king visited in disguise a woodcutter living in a forest shack. "What would you do if you could not sell your wood?" he asked. "Respected sir," said the woodcutter, "I would trust in God and find something." The next day, the king had it proclaimed that no woodcutter were to be allowed into the city, and a day or two later visited the man again in his disguise. "How are you living now that the king has taken such a strange attitude towards woodcutters?" he asked. "Well, now I make leather belts and sell them to the shops. Trusting in God, I have enough to eat." The king left him and sometime later issued an edict that no item of leather was to be sold in the shops. When the king visited his poor wood leather belt maker again, he said, "How are you getting on now that fate seems to be pursuing and has stopped your new career?" "Sir," said the other man, "I trust in God and work as a market porter. All is well, and I have enough to eat." The king now caused all market porters to be conscripted into the palace guard without any pay and not even to be given anywhere to sleep. That night, the king went in his disguise to see his friend and found him in his hut eating some food and whittling wood. "What are you doing?" asked the king. "I have been taken into the royal guard, but without food or anywhere to sleep," said the man. "So I have pawned the sword they issued, bought the necessary food, and I am making a dummy sword until my future shall further be known." The king went back to his palace. The following morning, the commander of the guard called the woodcutter and ordered him to behead a prisoner. They walked together to the place of execution where the king was, as was the custom, was waiting. The woodcutter did not recognize the king in his crown and royal robes, but saying, trusting in God, he drew his wooden sword and awaited the order to strike. The prisoner said, "In the name of God, may this sword refuse to cut, for I am innocent." The woodcutter dropped his sword on the ground. After an investigation, the condemned man was found to be innocent after all. The king was so impressed that he made this man, the woodcutter of course, his grand vizier. Miraculous story? I'm sure you all will find it. But let's look at this. People who are interested in the miraculous will either consume wonder tales from emotional craving, or may allow them to operate as alternative ways of thinking about things, to exercise the part of the mind which says stereotyped reactions are constricting. Now, this was an excerpt from Learning How to Learn, written by Idris Shah, and the story was in response to a couple of questions, which were, are the miraculous stories literally true, or are they designed to illustrate structures equivalent to what may happen, or are they intended to make people credulous or to think in a new way? And this particular question that follows led to the story. Can I have an example? of one which you can remember as actually having happened, as well as being traditional and as a representing a pattern. This the person who asked the question asked this to Idrisha. Well, both the questions get answered, except that I have not mentioned the story happens to be attributed to the first king Nader Shah of Afghanistan, and this incident has actually happened. So this brings us to a very important element that we spoke in the past about attention. It is important, and most of the times we are so indifferent to it. We are not taught attention as need, as fundamental as food. And we go blundering about seeking ways to assuage the craving, instead of learning how to provide ourselves with what we need. Sensibly and calmly, we feed the hunger blindly, telling ourselves we are seeking God or love or service. And we are not taught to recognize the drive in others and how we are used and manipulated by them. Once the mechanism is brought to our attention and we begin to study it, it is as if a veil has been stripped off ordinary life and we become freer in our actions and choices. So it, as always, it will be my endeavor via these podcasts to draw attention towards books, articles, stories, and other such written and oral materials which point in this direction. I hope you liked it. Do leave a review and rate so that we can improve and come back to you with more relevant and more interesting subjects, stories, and various subject matters. Have a good day, all of you. Thank you.